English 900. Book 5. Tape 9A. Asking favors of other people. Listen. Would you please hold the door open for me? You're very kind to take the trouble to help me. I wish I could repay you somehow for your kindness. I'm afraid it was a bother for you to do this. It wasn't any bother. I was glad to do it. There's just one last favor I need to ask of you. I'd be happy to help you in any way I can. Would you mind giving me a push? My car has stalled. Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's stuck. If there's anything else I can do, please let me know. This is the last time I'll ever ask you to do anything for me. I certainly didn't intend to cause you so much inconvenience. He'll always be indebted to you for what you've done.
Could you lend me $10? I left my wallet at home.
I'd appreciate it if you would turn out the lights. I'm sleepy. Now, repeat. Would you please hold the door open for me? You're very kind to take the trouble to help me. I wish I could repay you somehow for your kindness. I'm afraid it was a bother for you to do this. It wasn't any bother. I was glad to do it. There's just one last favor I need to ask of you. I'd be happy to help you in any way I can. Would you mind giving me a push? My car has stalled. Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's stuck. If there's anything else I can do, please let me know. This is the last time I'll ever ask you to do anything for me. I certainly didn't intend to cause you so much inconvenience. He'll always be indebted to you for what you've done.
Could you lend me $10? I left my wallet at home.
I'd appreciate it if you would turn out the lights. I'm sleepy. Intonation. Listen and repeat. Would you please hold the door open for me? You're very kind to take the trouble to help me. I wish I could repay you somehow for your kindness. I'm afraid it was a bother for you to do this. It wasn't any bother. I was glad to do it. There's just one last favor I need to ask of you. I'd be happy to help you in any way I can. Would you mind giving me a push? My car has stalled. Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's stuck.
If there's anything else I can do, please let me know. This is the last time I'll ever ask you to do anything for me. I certainly didn't intend to cause you so much inconvenience. He'll always be indebted to you for what you've done. Could you lend me $10? I left my wallet at home. I'd appreciate it if you would turn out the lights. I'm sleepy. Verb study. Listen. 1. Hold something open. Would you please hold the door open for me?
He held the door open for me because my rooms were full.
We've held the job open for him for 2 weeks now. 2. Repay. I wish I could repay you somehow for your kindness.
He hasn't repaid the money I loaned him.
We repaid him for his kindness by taking him to dinner.
I can't repay you for what you've done.
He always repays the money he owes. 3. Push. Would you mind giving me a push? My car has stalled.
He pushed his books off the table.
Push the door open, will you?
I'm pushing as hard as I can, but the car won't move.
4. Stall. My car stalled yesterday.
It stalled last week, too.
It stalls all the time. I think I have engine trouble.
Are you stalling for time? Don't you want to go with me?
5. Open. Would you be so kind as to open this window?
She opens the window in the morning and closes it at night.
I just opened the door and came in.
Please open the door and come in.
6. Intend to. I didn't intend to start an argument.
She intends to go to the movies tonight.
We never intended to inconvenience you.
They intended to get here last night, but they had a flat tire on the way.
7. Lend. Could you lend me $10?
I've already lent you more than $50.
She lends me money once in a while.
Why did you lend her so much money?
Would you lend me that book until next week? Now, repeat. 1. Hold something open. Would you please hold the door open for me?
He held the door open for me because my rooms were full.
We've held the job open for him for 2 weeks now. 2. Repay. I wish I could repay you somehow for your kindness.
He hasn't repaid the money I loaned him.
We repaid him for his kindness by taking him to dinner.
I can't repay you for what you've done.
He always repays the money he owes. 3. Push. Would you mind giving me a push? My car has stalled.
He pushed his books off the table.
Push the door open, will you?
I'm pushing as hard as I can, but the car won't move.
4. Stall. My car stalled yesterday.
It stalled last week, too.
It stalls all the time. I think I have engine trouble.
Are you stalling for time? Don't you want to go with me?
5. Open. Would you be so kind as to open this window?
She opens the window in the morning and closes it at night.
I just opened the door and came in.
Please open the door and come in.
6. Intend to. I didn't intend to start an argument.
She intends to go to the movies tonight.
We never intended to inconvenience you.
They intended to get here last night, but they had a flat tire on the way.
Seven. Lend. Could you lend me $10?
I've already lent you more than $50.
She lends me money once in a while.
Why did you lend him so much money?
Would you lend me that book until next week? Now, review the base sentences from Unit 8. Listen and repeat. If you want my advice, I don't think you should go. I suggest that you tear up the letter and start over again. It's only a suggestion, and you can do what you please. Let me give you a little fatherly advice. If you don't like it, I wish you would say so. Please don't take offense. I only wanted to tell you what I think. In my opinion, the house isn't worth the price they're asking. My feeling is that you ought to stay home tonight. It's none of my business, but I think you ought to work harder. In general, my reaction is favorable. If you don't take my advice, you'll be sorry. I've always tried not to interfere in your affairs. I'm old enough to make up my own mind. Thanks for the advice, but this is something I have to figure out myself. He won't pay attention to anybody. You're just wasting your breath. Now, review the base sentences from Unit 9. Listen and repeat. Would you please hold the door open for me? You're very kind to take the trouble to help me. I wish I could repay you somehow for your kindness. I'm afraid it was a bother for you to do this. It wasn't any bother. I was glad to do it. There's just one last favor I need to ask of you. I'd be happy to help you in any way I can. Would you mind giving me a push? My car has stalled. Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's stuck. If there's anything else I can do, please let me know. This is the last time I'll ever ask you to do anything for me.
I certainly didn't intend to cause you so much inconvenience. He'll always be indebted to you for what you've done.
Could you lend me $10? I left my wallet at home.
I'd appreciate it if you would turn out the lights. I'm sleepy. This is the end of Tape 9A, Book 5, English 900. English 900, Book 5, Tape 9B, Substitution Drills. 1. Listen. Would you please hold the door open for me?
Would you please leave the door unlocked for me?
Would you please keep the fire burning for me?
Would you please have dinner ready for me?
Would you please have these clothes washed for me? Now, repeat. Would you please hold the door open for me?
Would you please leave the door unlocked for me?
Would you please keep the fire burning for me?
Would you please have dinner ready for me?
Would you please have these clothes washed for me? 2. Listen. You're very kind to take the trouble to help me.
You're very nice to take the trouble to help me.
You're very thoughtful to take the trouble to help me.
You're very considerate to take the trouble to help me.
You're very sweet to take the trouble to help me.
You're very understanding to take the trouble to help me.
Now, repeat. You're very kind to take the trouble to help me.
You're very nice to take the trouble to help me.
You're very thoughtful to take the trouble to help me.
You're very considerate to take the trouble to help me.
You're very sweet to take the trouble to help me.
You're very understanding to take the trouble to help me.
3. Listen. I wish I could repay you somehow for your kindness.
I wish I could reward you somehow for your kindness.
I wish I could show my gratitude to you somehow for your kindness.
I wish I could pay you somehow for your kindness.
I wish I could thank you somehow for your kindness. Now, repeat. I wish I could repay you somehow for your kindness.
I wish I could reward you somehow for your kindness.
I wish I could show my gratitude to you somehow for your kindness.
I wish I could pay you somehow for your kindness.
I wish I could thank you somehow for your kindness. 4. Listen. I'm afraid it was a bother for you to do this.
I'm afraid it was bothersome for you to do this.
I'm afraid it was a burden on you to do this.
I'm afraid it was an inconvenience to you to do this.
I'm afraid it was an imposition on you to do this. Now, repeat. I'm afraid it was a bother for you to do this.
I'm afraid it was bothersome for you to do this.
I'm afraid it was a burden on you to do this.
afraid it was an inconvenience to you to do this.
I'm afraid it was an imposition on you to do this. Five. Listen. It wasn't any bother. I was glad to do it.
It wasn't any trouble. I was glad to do it.
It wasn't a bit of trouble. I was glad to do it.
It wasn't any bother at all. I was glad to do it.
It wasn't at all difficult. I was glad to do it.
It wasn't anything at all. I was glad to do it.
Now, repeat. It wasn't any bother. I was glad to do it.
It wasn't any trouble. I was glad to do it.
It wasn't a bit of trouble. I was glad to do it.
It wasn't any bother at all. I was glad to do it.
It wasn't at all difficult. I was glad to do it.
It wasn't anything at all. I was glad to do it.
Six. Listen. There's just one last favor I need to ask of you.
There's just one last favor I feel I need to ask of you.
There's just one last favor I'd like to ask of you.
There's just one last favor I must ask of you.
There's just one last favor I feel I must ask of you.
There's just one last favor I ought to ask of you.
There's just one last favor I just have to ask of you. Now, repeat. There's just one last favor I need to ask of you.
There's just one last favor I feel I need to ask of you.
There's just one last favor I'd like to ask of you.
There's just one last favor I must ask of you.
There's just one last favor I feel I must ask of you.
There's just one last favor I ought to ask of you.
There's just one last favor I just have to ask of you. Seven. Listen. I'd be happy to help you in any way I can.
I'd be happy to help you in any way I possibly can.
I'd be happy to help you in any way I might be able to.
I'd be happy to help you in any way I am able to.
I'd be happy to help you in any way I could. Now, repeat. I'd be happy to help you in any way I can.
I'd be happy to help you in any way I possibly can.
I'd be happy to help you in any way I might be able to.
I'd be happy to help you in any way I am able to.
I'd be happy to help you in any way I could. Eight. Listen. Would you mind giving me a push? My car has stalled.
Would you mind opening the door? My arms are full.
Would you mind helping me up? My ankle is sprained.
Would you mind calling the doctor? My head is bleeding.
Would you mind loaning me some money? My wallet is gone. Now, repeat. Would you mind giving me a push? My car has stalled.
Would you mind opening the door? My arms are full.
Would you mind helping me up? My ankle is sprained.
Would you mind calling the doctor? My head is bleeding.
Would you mind loaning me some money? My wallet is gone.
9. Listen. Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's stuck.
Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's jammed.
Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's tightly closed.
Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's stuck somehow.
Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's locked. Now, repeat. Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's stuck.
Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's jammed.
Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's tightly closed.
Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's stuck somehow.
Would you be so kind as to open this window for me? It's locked. Ten. Listen. If there's anything else I can do, please let me know.
If there's anything else I can do, please don't hesitate to let me know.
If there's anything else I can do, please call on me.
If there's anything else I can do, please tell me.
If there's anything else I can do, please send me a memorandum. Now, repeat. If there's anything else I can do, please let me know.
If there's anything else I can do, please don't hesitate to let me know.
If there's anything else I can do, please call on me.
If there's anything else I can do, please tell me.
If there's anything else I can do, please send me a memorandum. Listen. This is the last time I'll ever ask you to do anything for me.
This is the last time I'll ever ask you to do me a favor.
This is the last time I'll ever ask you to do a favor for me.
This is the last time I'll ever ask you for favors.
This is the last time I'll ever ask you to bother to help me.
This is the last time I'll ever ask you for anything.
Now, repeat. This is the last time I'll ever ask you to do anything for me.
This is the last time I'll ever ask you to do me a favor.
This is the last time I'll ever ask you to do a favor for me.
This is the last time I'll ever ask you for favors.
This is the last time I'll ever ask you to bother to help me.
This is the last time I'll ever ask you for anything.
Now, repeat these sentences. 12. I certainly didn't intend to cause you so much inconvenience.
I certainly didn't intend to bother you so much.
I certainly didn't intend to interfere in your affairs.
I certainly didn't intend to upset your plans.
I certainly didn't intend to worry you with my problems.
I certainly didn't intend to get you so involved in my problems.
Thirteen. She'll always be indebted to you for what you've done.
She'll always be grateful to you for what you've done.
She'll always be thankful to you for what you've done. 14. Could you lend me $10? I left my wallet at home.
10 dollars? I don't have any money with me.
Could you lend me $10? I seem to have left my wallet at home. English 900. English 900. Book 5. Tape 9C. Conversation. Asking favors of other people. Dialogue 1. Listen.
Would you help me for a minute, please?
Of course. What do you want me to do?
Could you hold these packages while I look for the key to the door?
I'd be glad to. What's in these packages? They're extremely heavy.
Just the things we need for the picnic tomorrow.
Well, hurry up and open the door. I told you these things were heavy.
I can't find the key. You must have it.
You're right. But how can I get the key while I'm holding all these packages? Now, repeat.
Would you help me for a minute, please?
Of course. What do you want me to do?
Could you hold these packages while I look for the key to the door?
I'd be glad to. What's in these packages? They're extremely heavy.
Just the things we need for the picnic tomorrow.
Well, hurry up and open the door. I told you these things were heavy.
I can't find the key. You must have it.
You're right. But how can I get the key while I'm holding all these packages? Now, you say Dan's part.
Would you help me for a minute, please? Could you hold these packages while I look for the key to the door? Just the things we need for the picnic tomorrow. I can't find the key. You must have it.
Dialogue 2.
Listen. Would you please do me a favor, Ben?
It depends on what it is.
Could you loan me $5 until Tuesday?
I suppose so, if you're sure you can pay me on Tuesday.
Of course. There's something else, too, Ben. Would you mind lending me your car tonight?
Well, I guess not. I have to study anyway, so I won't be using it.
Wonderful. I have one last favor to ask you. I'd appreciate it if I could borrow your blue suit tonight.
What's the matter with your suit?
It's in the cleaners. I'm taking Genevieve to the movies tonight, and I want to look good.
Genevieve? But she's my girl.
Oh, I nearly forgot. Could I borrow Genevieve, too? Now, repeat. Would you please do me a favor, Ben?
It depends on what it is.
Could you loan me $5 until Tuesday?
I suppose so, if you're sure you can pay me on Tuesday.
Of course. There's something else, too, Ben. Would you mind lending me your car tonight?
Well, I guess not. I have to study anyway, so I won't be using it.
Wonderful. I have one last favor to ask you. I'd appreciate it if I could borrow your blue suit tonight.
What's the matter with your suit?
It's in the cleaners. I'm taking Genevieve to the movies tonight, and I want to look good.
Genevieve? But she's my girl.
Oh, I nearly forgot. Could I borrow Genevieve, too? Now, you say Ben's part. Would you please do me a favor, Ben? Could you loan me $5 until Tuesday? Of course. There's something else, too, Ben. Would you mind lending me your car tonight? Wonderful. I have one last favor to ask you. I'd appreciate it if I could borrow your blue suit tonight. It's in the cleaners. I'm taking Genevieve to the movies tonight, and I want to look good. Oh, I nearly forgot. Could I borrow Genevieve, too?
Participation drills. Drill 1. Listen and repeat. Would you please hold the door open for me? Of course, I'd be glad to hold the door open for you. Would you please open the window? Of course, I'd be glad to open the window. Would you please lend me some money? Of course, I'd be glad to lend you some money. Would you please have dinner ready? Of course, I'd be glad to have dinner ready. Would you please wash my clothes? Of course, I'd be glad to wash your clothes. Drill 2. Listen and repeat. Would you mind giving me a push? Not at all. If I can do anything else, please let me know. Would you mind opening the door? Not at all. If I can do anything else, please tell me. Would you mind calling the doctor? Not at all. If I can do anything else, don't hesitate to ask me. Would you mind loaning me some money? Not at all. If I can do anything else, please call on me. Would you mind turning out the lights? Not at all. If I can do anything else, please ask me. Would you mind loaning me that book? Not at all. If I can do anything else, please don't hesitate to tell me. Would you mind changing my tire? Not at all. If I can do anything else, please let me know. Exercises. Exercise 1. Listen and repeat.
Always.
He'll always be grateful to you.
Often.
Have I often annoyed you with my problems?
Usually.
I usually seem to be broke.
Ever.
Have you ever left your wallet at home?
Generally.
He is generally happy to help you.
Seldom.
I've seldom asked you for favors.
Frequently.
I frequently get you involved in my affairs.
Sometimes.
Am I sometimes a burden on you?
Never.
You never are a bother. Exercise 2. Listen and repeat. I haven't thanked you for your kindness yet.
You've already thanked me many times.
But I still haven't thanked you enough.
That's all right. You don't have to thank me anymore.
Has he shown his appreciation yet?
Yes, he's already shown his gratitude.
Does he still worry you with his problems?
No, he doesn't bother me anymore.
Exercise 3. Listen and repeat.
Thoughtfully. Yesterday.
My friend thoughtfully helped me out yesterday.
Gladly. To the gas station.
I'll gladly push your car to the gas station.
Generously. In the mail.
My brother generously sent me some money in the mail.
Ever. For favors.
This is the last time I'll ever ask you for favors.
Definitely. Until tomorrow.
I definitely won't get paid until tomorrow.
Certainly. With my problems.
I certainly didn't intend to worry you with my problems.
Kindly. Now.
Would you kindly open the door for me now?
For helping me. yesterday very much. Thank you very much for helping me yesterday. Exercise 4. Listen and repeat. When did he ask you for money?
He asked me for money when he came to work.
Why did he ask you for money?
He asked me because he left his wallet at home.
Why didn't you help him?
I didn't help him because I was broke.
How long have you been worried?
I've been worried since I lost my job.
Why didn't you ask me for help?
I didn't ask you because I didn't want to bother you.
How long will you look for a job?
I'll look until I find one.
When will you call on me again?
I'll call on you after I find a job.
Where can you meet me?
I can meet you wherever it's convenient for you.
How long has he been asking you for favors?
He's been asking me for favors since I've known him.
Why don't you listen to his problems?
I won't listen because I don't want to get involved in his affairs.
This is the end of Tape 9C, Book 5, English 900.